بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم صدق الله العظيم. Elders and dear brothers, among the most important things in our life is to learn the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Being Muslim, we submit to the deen of Allah, we have to learn our deen. As we learn the things of dunya, we take our 12 years of our youth, we go to school, go to university. And this is something which is short-lived. We have to leave all this behind. Whoever came in this world, how much wealth he amassed, how many degrees he had, no one took anything with him into the qabr. He left everything behind. One amal of his, which Allah Ta'ala attached value to, one durood sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, great value to it. One tasbih of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, one rakat of salah, one sajda, one fast. There's great value in the eyes of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When it comes to the value of dunya, even a young child, a little child knows the value of a sweet, lollipop, cold drink he knows also. When it comes to Quran Sharif, we have to teach the child the value of Quran Sharif. We have to teach the child the value of dhikrullah, of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These values have to come into my life first. I have to learn my deen completely. Because when I go into the qabr, among the questions that will be asked, ma deenuk, what is your deen? I haven't learnt my deen. They say, deen seekhne ki cheez hai. Deen is something you have to go out and have to learn my deen. If I don't learn the value of something, then I want to catch value. Then I won't make amal. If I know the value of something, then I want to do it. It's something which is valuable. The returns are big, great returns. These are bargains, these are bonanza, the bonus from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So if I learn my deen, go to ulama-i kiram, sit in the majalis, go out in the path of Allah, learn about my deen, the desire will come from within now to practice my deen. This is what I have to learn. This is the legacy I have to leave behind for my children also. They must know that my father, my grandfather, these things are valuable in his life. When he came to Salah, Azan was going. One woman, but very pious outwardly. She was in Sakarat and about to leave this world. And then she begins to speak some Arabic words. And her family members don't understand what she is saying. So they call a local alim, the sheikh, the imam, he comes to her. And he listens, what she's going like into a trance, the Sakarat. And she's saying in Arabic that two men have entered upon me. They say two men have come to me and they're telling me that, O mother, say la ilaha illallah. Qul la ilaha illallah. So two farishtas came, they asked the family, how come? At this moment of her life when she's leaving the world, two malaika entered upon her and telling her that, O mother, say la ilaha illallah. They say she had one habit. When Azan would go in the house, she would say to her children and grandchildren, shh, Allah's name is, Azan is going right now. She knew the value of Azan. On that one value of Azan, Allah Ta'ala prompted her to say Kalima before Maud via two angels Allah Ta'ala sent. So make her read the Kalima. Now we learn the value of A'mal. Allah Ta'ala's system in this world, how valuable the A'mal are when we have to talk about it. We have to teach our children, speak about it. When we hear in the house of Allah, in the masjid, we have to take it back home, speak about it. That our deen is so beautiful. And this one misconception, misunderstanding we have, that the value of a'mal, the returns, we all looking for returns. Minimum input, minimum capital, and maximum output we want. We want a full return. We want to put the least into it, but we want the maximum out of it. What's the investment? Like one durood sharif we learn from our mashayikh and ahadith. One durood sharif, one salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what value. One time durood sharif, as we say in our terms, invest 1 million, 1 bar. We ask him, ba, what's the return? He says, brother, what's the return for 1 million? He says, for every million you put in, 10 million return. Subhanallah. Where we get investment like this? And this company will never go down. Allah Ta'ala is saying, one durood sharif upon my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the return from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, 10 rahmat upon you. One durood sharif, 10 rahmat. Whereas 10 rahmat, we can't even quantify it. What is the rahmat of Allah? Rahmat of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah will give divine tawfiq and ability to obey Him. Even if I don't want to, Allah ta'ala will pull you. My habits I don't want to change. To the barakat of durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reading durood upon the beloved of Allah, Allah will change our habits also. I can't give up certain habits. From the time I became baligh, I got these certain habits, I can't give it up. Ulama say, read durood sharif. When that habit now comes to mind, I want to do it, read durood sharif. Now you connect it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As one pious person asks another pious person, and he says that I don't have inclination to do good a'mal. I don't feel it. As we see today, Jumu'ah day also, Allah ta'ala forgive us. Allah give us tawfiq and ability. Great fazal of Allah. We're sitting in the house of Allah. We've got carpet below us. We've got chairs. It's cool. It's comfortable. The food is prepared most probably at home. We're thinking now, what's for lunch? So we have our plans ahead. Alhamdulillah, we had ghusl. We had a bath. We came to the masjid. We're feeling comfortable. Right now, our own families and brothers right now in Gaza, where did they read Salat al-Jumu'ah? Broken masjid. They don't know whether the bomb is going to fall on them right now. So how can it be we're still stuck to our old habits? They have nothing to hold on to. They have, whether they're going to have food today, like how we're having lunch, what they're going to have, what they're going to feed the children. When they're giving the babies now dirty water to drink. Ya Allah, what's the condition is? We are drowning in the ni'mas and bounties of Allah. Pious person asked the Shaykh, he said, I don't have this inclination towards good a'mal. I'm feeling lazy, don't feel right, and I feel Allah is unhappy with me. Allah is displeased with me. What should I do? How do I change this feeling within me? There's no motivation. As I said now, day of Jumu'ah also, how many durood have I read? Have I sat down daily, read durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and pleased the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after my Salatul Jumu'ah, this person says, I don't have inclination, I don't have this raghba, I don't have this feeling and zeal to do good a'mal. By myself, after Salatul Jumu'ah, I can't take out time to sit down and read, but tasbih Fatimi, Subhanallah, 33 times, Subhanallah, 33 times, Alhamdulillah, 34 times, Allah. I'm so much in a hurry to run away from Allah. So much in a hurry, that I can't take out time to read Ayatul Kursi for my own protection. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, simple, these are valuable a'mal. It's a simple action, Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa hu al-hayyul qayyum. He says the person who reads this after his first salah, the only thing between him and his Jannah is maut. He's got it already. I don't have time. I'm rushing out. But ask myself, where am I rushing out to? To stand outside the masjid. Inside the masjid, I don't feel comfortable. I'm comfortable outside. When I'm talking to the makhluk of Allah, talk to the Khaliq. Talk to the Creator. Allah is waiting for me. You speak to Him. My Ayatul Kursi, my three quls. Allah says, you are protected for the week. Your protection, you've got it already. After salah, I'm rushing out. No sunnahs, no inclination, no feeling. Body is heavy. Can't eat salah. And how long my four rakats take me? 3.5 minutes. 3.5. 0 to 100. Up and down. My namaz is done. But gym, 1 hour every day. Marana, I have to go to the gym. By how much you pushing? They say 50 kilos, 100 kilos. Subhanallah. There's nothing to push. You're just up and down. Allah is becoming happy. Here the person says, I don't have this inclination to perform salah. I feel Allah is displeased with me. The Shaykh thought a while and he told him, do one thing. He says, so simple. If you want Allah to become pleased with you, you want Allah to give you tawfiq, to make a'mal, to do a'mal. Like now in the month of Muharram also, our new year has started, 1446. When it comes to the new year, Christian new year, Gregorian new year, even the old daddy ma at home, she's waiting for fireworks also. When is it going to start? But our fireworks in our life, she was waiting with a clock, she hardly can see the time. Old dada baji also going to pick up his eyebrow. How many minutes left for midnight? 1st January, going to hear some fireworks. Fireworks in my life? What niyat I made? For the new year, ya Allah, fireworks of amal. Ya Allah, now I'll burn away all my bad habits, all the gunas in my life. I don't know whether I'll see next year again. How many a person most probably, the material for his kafan has already come to the shops. What he's planning now, I got projection. For the next 10 years, 5 years, they're still going to pay the house 20 years ahead. I'm going to pay for the car. I'm going to pay for this. But have I paid my Allah with my a'mal? I got my qaza namaz. How many of our ladies have so many years when it comes to their roza in Ramadan? They couldn't keep childbirth. They have their days. Now is the best time to keep the fast. Now is the time to pick ourselves up. And we have the courage. If we have the courage and we have the ability to sin and to break the command of Allah, knowing my Allah will take my accountability, it shows I have the courage to obey my Allah also. I have it in me. The youngsters have the courage in them. We have to pluck it up. We have to harness it. Go to ulama ikram. Hold somebody's hand. Show me the way. Show me the right way. I need hidayat. I need the right path. Show me how to reach Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This person comes to the shaykh. I don't have this in me. I feel Allah is displeased with me. I don't feel I do any a'mal. He said, do a simple thing. Make an effort to please the master of Madinatul Munawwara. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you please Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Allah will become happy with you. Oh shaykh, how do I do that? He says, look for sunnahs every day to make amal upon. Simple sunnahs. Now I say sunnahs. They say, Mahana is talking about the four sunnahs after our Jumu'ah salah. Two sunnahs again, then nafil again. I don't have it in me to do all these sunnahs. They say, start with the sweet sunnahs. Start with the sunnahs we love. And we ask ulama ikram also, is sunnah to eat first the mittu? We have the sweets first, we have it after. That sunnah we like. When must we have the sweet meats? Before or after, or before and after, or right through the meal? When do we have it? So all these sunnahs, is there all this place, whether it's sunnah or not? But he says the things that we are doing, right now we find the culture or the trend of drinking water. Who is not carrying a bottle of water nowadays? They told us drink water. You know how much we're drinking, we can't keep wudu nowadays also. And whereas we are encouraged now to keep the wudu, they say you have to dehydrate and rehydrate and carry on drinking water so much. But we didn't ask, is it sunnah? 8 liters a day, we have to drink 8 liters or 8 glasses a day. Doctor say, I have to drink. But the doctor of the heart, Tabibul Qulub, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he tell me to do? But the doctor said, I have to. Doctor of the heart said, we have to do these things. I got no value for it. So to change our value system for this year that is coming ahead. So the Shaykh told him that look for the little sunnahs. He said, for example, we're drinking water. He says, now intentionally go and drink the water so I can make amal upon reading the sunnah du'as. Sunnah of drinking water, say Bismillah before that. Look into the glass. Take 3 sips, 3 breaths in between. After I finish the dua for water, alhamdulillah, we learned the dua in Maktab years ago. But how many of us are reading that dua? We just say alhamdulillah. Oh, we don't even say alhamdulillah. But the dua that we learned, such a powerful dua. Alhamdulillah, الذي سقاني عذبا فراتا برحمته ولم يجعله ملحا أجاجا بذنوبنا. This barakat of this dua, the value of dua, as the people of Gaza right now. Where they're looking for water. They don't have a chance to read this dua. We have a chance. He says, go and drink water with the intention of making amal upon the sunnah. Now imagine the value that just drinking water will become in your life. I make the niyat, I have to drink water. I am going to drink today after lunch, but make the niyat, I'm drinking it to make amal upon the sunnah, so I can read these du'as, I can do it according to the sunnah, with my head covered, looking into the glass, 3 sips in between. He says, now by making amal upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the intention to please Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi of Allah will become happy. He'll become proud of you. You made him happy, Allah becomes happy. In a short span of time, he came back to the Shaykh and said, Hazrat, alhamdulillah, now I'm so motivated. Now salah has come into my life. Quran tilawat has come, dhikr has come. Just in one sunnah. Just the sunnah of drinking water only. Now if I bring sunnahs into my life, now from this year, 1446, Ya Allah, make this year of mine where the sunnahs will come into my life. Leaving the masjid with the left foot, reading the dua, we have duas on the glass, we don't see the duas anymore. But to see what is the dua, go out with the left leg, read the duas, now I've connected. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam will get the report, and now he made amal upon the sunnah. So how many sunnahs we can? I'm going home, but with the intention that I want to enter the home with the sunnah in my life. I have to go home. Now I did it consciously. So we have these beautiful occasions, my dear brothers. One is our value system of du'as and sunnahs and pleasing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, pleasing Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We've come into the month of Muharram. What is the value of this month? We have to learn. We know the value of December. We know the value now when it comes to winter, the businessman has to bring the stock, jackets, socks, and the winter wear, then the summer wear, and everything. We know all the seasons Allah Ta'ala has given us. But what is the value of Muharram to us? What value is it? When the Sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the O Nabi of Allah, what is the best action to do in this month? And as the youngsters, why don't you want the best? Yes, I want the best. I like to wear the best. One youngster heard a bayan, and the alim was saying in the bayan that you must make your Quran tilawat the best also. When you read your Quran tilawat, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Some people say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So the alim was saying in the bayan, get your tajweed right, get your Quran tilawat right. Nobody likes B class or B grade. You want A grade, A class, one five star. So one youngster, clever youngster, came to the alim, he says, Hazrat, I'm happy with B class also. You say, I'm happy with B class. So the father heard, his father came. He said, don't speak lies. When you look for a wife, you wanted A class. When you wanted furniture also in your house, you wanted second hand, you want first, you want brand new. Now when it comes to my deen, I'm happy with B class. It's okay, not a problem. No, I want the best. So in my dressing also, I want the best. So the question should come in my heart also. Ya Allah, is Muharram has started. What's the best thing I can do to please my Allah? I want to cash in. Qiyamah's day, I don't want to be a pauper. I don't want to be poor on the day of Qiyamah. I can, and deen is very easy. Doesn't cost anything. So Sahabi had this feeling in his heart, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what's the best amal and action to do in Muharram? He asked for the ummah. The Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, the best action or the best amal in the month of Muharram is to keep fast. To keep roza after the month of Ramadan, this is the best month to keep roza. This is called Shahrullah al-Muharram, the month of Allah, which is Muharram. Now when we hear the masjid, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ, the masajid belong to Allah. But we call, when you go to Makkah al-Mukarramah, we say, Baytullah. One is a bait, bait means house. But now you put Allah's name there, different value. This is the house of Allah, Baytullah. When he came to the people of Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, they asked for a miracle. Allah Ta'ala said for them, Naqatullah, the camel of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So when something is attached to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it becomes special. This month of Muharram, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, this is the month of Allah. Shahrullah, Allah loves best in this month that we keep fast. O Nabi of Allah, what reward we'll get for keeping in the fast? We want to know figures. And as I mentioned, this misconception, misunderstanding we have, that the reward for our actions we see only in Akhirat. Today what we want, we have the also boards, we see displayed on shops. Don't ask for credit. We are friends, don't ask for credit, be a problem after that. We want cash. Everybody wants cash. When it comes to my a'mal also, oh Allah, what cash will you give me? What's the, I want it now. Only Akhirat, the Allah is there, inshallah, we'll get it. Allah preserve it there. What I want now. So, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, for every roza and every fast you will keep in the month of Muharram, Allah will give you the reward as if you fasted for 1 month. 1 month. Fast for 12 days equals to how many days? Whole year. As if I fasted the whole year. The reward of this, as a person went to the alim, and he says, Hazrat, when he comes to my salah, my heart is not in namaz. I just read it up and down. I just read my salah up and down. So should I continue with my salah? So the Shaykh told him, he says, the value of your up and down, you'll come to know in the qabr and akhirat. Even that up and down is valuable to Allah. Carry on doing it. So Allah puts in your heart that concentration, don't leave it. So for every amal, there are benefits of it. Allah will give us cash benefits. Allah will give us an akhirat also. This is a month to keep a roza. That's why we advise our brothers also, our wives at home, our daughters at home. They have so many qaza fasts, they haven't kept in Ramadan. When make mushwara at home. They all haven't kept so many fasts. Now is Muharram already, and we know the days are so short. Just about 12 hours. We just now bringing breakfast about early, 5 o'clock, 4 to 5, and supper already is 5:30. So hardly any change in our day also. And ask them, how many roza you got? Let's open a group on the WhatsApp. We have so many groups on the WhatsApp. Subhanallah. Have one group now, our journey to Jannat. Our journey as a family, our journey to Jannat. Put the daughter there, put the son there. How many qaza roza you got? Let's start. Let's start as a family. Ask everybody, Father, what's your concern, my children? What's going to happen to them? What's going to happen to them? Oh, I have to set them up in life. What about the life of hereafter? You've got to set them up there also. What plan you made? What plan you made for your son? What plan you made for your daughter? What plan you made for your wife? Alhamdulillah, we give him the best of dunya. What about her qabr? What about the bidding in the qabr? What about the lighting in the grave? What about my lighting also? My tabarak at night, surah waqia, alif lam mim, sajda, all this will become my lighting in the qabr. I don't go there, there's no lights, it's dark, ya Allah. What? Can't see anything. Load shedding we can't take a little while. Now we've got lights, alhamdulillah. We shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In the qabr also. So open one group on WhatsApp. You all like the WhatsApp. Sitting next to the wife also, we're talking to her via WhatsApp. We can't even talk one on one. They better talk via WhatsApp. We talk one on one. She says something, I say something. Then they say picture with no sound. Nobody's talking now. So better WhatsApp. Open one group there. You got so many roza. A month now is month of Muharram. Come, I'll keep with you. Tell the wife, I'll keep with you. This is our journey to our Jannat. Allah will see, mashallah. He woke up. He woke up the wife. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah's special mercy. Allah's special mercy upon that husband who wakes up with the tahajjud. And he wakes up his wife. He sprinkles a bit of water on her and he wakes her up. Allah Ta'ala loves that couple. May Allah have mercy upon that wife who wakes up early for tahajjud, sprinkles some water on the husband and wakes him up. Yes. If the husband is tika magaj a little bit, gets angry, she may take permission first. Can I wake you up? He said, by all means. Sprinkles of water also. What muhabbat. Allah will see. Look at this couple. Jannati couple. That tahajjud together. Dua together. Keeping roza together. What rahmat will come in the home? What barakat will come in the home? Usually what we do? Right now the kuffar. What is their intoxication over the weekend? We asked two youngsters that were Christians before they became Muslim. Youngsters. They went to one of the local white schools. So I asked them. It was the thrill of a youngster when he comes to Friday and the weekend. They says, Manana, the thrill of the weekend for a non-Muslim youngster is sharab and drink. He said, we wait for that, the bottle. We wait for the bottle. Then I understood Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala, a great sahabi, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he would encounter in the battlefield the kuffar, he would send just one message to them, to the king and the emperor, he would tell them, that the men that I have by me, the shahadat and martyrdom and to give their life in the path of Allah is more sweeter and beloved to them than is wine to you. How you love your wine, this is how they love to give their lives in the path of Allah. When the kuffar heard this, their heart would shake. Because they knew that the bottle was stuck to their lips. They can't live without it. So youngsters say, we wait for the weekend. I thought maybe they'll say, na'uzu billah, girls, zina. They say, no, bottle first. Then comes everything else. So then I realized, ya Allah, they got this intoxication of sharab. Now the ummah, we are becoming intoxicated on Friday. What entertainment? What are we doing this weekend? Where are we going? Where are we going to eat? What are we going to do? Every weekend, something. Nobody's saying, my journey to akhirat. Oh my wife, oh my daughter, let's keep our roza. Let's make our journey to akhirat. Yes, then feed him the best. Muharram is coming, or 10 Muharram. We know the virtue of everyday roza. We can't keep every day with the wife. At least encourage her. Keep your qaza at least now in Muharram. The month of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And if I can't keep every day, at least Monday, Sunnah. Thursday also. Then we have Ayyamul Bid, the white days. 13, 14, 15 of Muharram. We can keep 3 days over there. So every day roza equals to 1 month. What reward I'm getting? I don't know when I'm going to my qabr. I already, mashallah, I send the reward ahead. Then will come Yawmu Ashura. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to keep a roza in Makkah Mukarram on the 10th of Muharram. When he came to Medina Munawwara, then after some time he noticed the Jews also keeping on the 10th of Muharram. Why are you all keeping? We are celebrating. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was freed, gained salvation from Fir'aun on the 10th of Muharram. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, we are closer to Musa. We have more right over Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. We'll also keep. So when it came to before this, then Makkah Mukarramah, 10th Muharram was farz upon the Ummah. Then the second year of Hijrah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, wahi came down, Ramadan is farz. So the 10th became, Sunnat became Nafil. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, we'll keep on the 10th also, but we'll oppose the Jews. We will make mukhalafat in everything, we will oppose them. They're keeping roza, we'll keep also a fast on the 10th, but we'll add. Either the 9th and the 10th, on the 10th and the 11th. But we will oppose them. From here we know also, when it comes to celebrating, we already know celebration, throw one party. Throw one dawat. And South Africans have one brai. Nabi Ali showed us to celebrate is keeping roza also. They don't eat. And those of us that have means also, Allah Ta'ala give us all barakat. The day of Ashura is coming, we hear the virtues. That person who will spend upon his family a little bit extra on the day of Ashura, on the 10th. The 10th will start the night before. Then we have the day will come. On that day now to spend on the family. Buy for them whatever it may be food, something extra in the house. And ulama say, Alhamdulillah, we're eating the best every day. We have those around us that can't spend on that day. Give them some extra money. My neighbors don't have. Give them one voucher. Give them one card. Go to Checkers. Go to a spa. And spend on your family today. I see the happiness, the barakat in their home. We're having every day, Alhamdulillah. So the person who spend a little bit extra on his family on the day of Ashura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him barakat for the entire year. Sufyan bin Uyayna rahimahullah says, I tried this for 50 to 60 years. A little bit on that day I give extra to my family. There's no Muharram gifts. This is not Christmas. We don't introduce a bid'at. And who do I spend upon? I spend upon those that are living with me. Not extended family and friends and neighbors. Those that are living with me, I spend upon them. The person who spends ala ayalihi. Those whose expenditure he bears, he spends upon them. No need for gifts, no need for extravagance, no need for stress and pressure. What to buy? There's no gifts, a little bit of food extra. Some other necessities they need in the house, we have some detergent, we have this. Buy a little bit extra on the day, keep it at home. So in this way, Allah Ta'ala will open our rozi for the remaining part of the year. So this we keep roza 9 and 10, or 10, 10, 11. Spend a little bit extra on the family. Then on that 9 and 10, the reward for that fast, there's hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive our past year sins. Gunas are maaf. Allah is forgiving his sins. Allah is giving a reward for 30 days ahead for every roza. How for us to learn our deen? And every month to make the best of it. So this we go to ulama ikram. We sit by them. Teach me my deen. Teach our children our deen. So the day we are gone, we also make an amal upon it. Like this, we'll make our Muharram special. Our 4 months will conclude, 4 months in a year, which are very special. One is Rajab, that we prepare for Ramadan. Then, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, and Muharram. These are called the sacred months. Allah has made them sacred, sanctified. Abu Bakr Jassas, rahimahullah, he says that these months are so special. Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't oppress yourselves in these months. What it means, don't make guna. Because these months are so special, whatever sin you will do in these months will continue the entire year. Allah protect us. And what good amal you will do, good action you will do in these Muharram is here. Whatever good we will do on these months, Allah will make this your habit, if not for the entire year, for your entire life. So we can start from today, Jumu'ah. Usually I don't read my sunnats, I don't read my nafil. Little bit, 2 minutes extra, but just 2 minutes more, 3 minutes more. I read my sunnats, I read my nafil. This will become your habit for the whole year. By Tasbih Fatimi, Ayatul Kursi, whole year will come out like that. So we plan our Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah. Ya Allah, this week I'll increase a little bit. Sunnat, as mentioned, drinking water, eating food, Bismillah before that, during eating, after eating. We see our entire year will come out like this, our entire life will come out like this. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal. وآخر الدعوة الحمد لله رب العالمين.